as you know by now, hundreds of students had the day off yesterday and unfortunately have the day off today in the aftermath of Tuesday's shooting at Oxford High School. And there's also information now as the Oxford school superintendent has issued a public statement about the shooting. Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, is taking a deeper look at the latest developments. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. Today, more than 60 schools have canceled classes in the wake of that Oxford shooting earlier this week and in the wave of this copycat school threat. An angry Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard saying every single threat will be investigated and charges will be filed.
So if you're making threats, we're going to find you. It is ridiculous. You're inflaming the fears and passion of parents, teachers, and the community in the midst of a real tragedy.
And Bouchard says these threats are overwhelming police agencies, the FBI and Secret Service assisting in the investigation of the threats. Even if the threats are made by minors, prosecutors have proceeded with felony charges against them, and that's a 20-year felony. In Macomb County, Prosecutor Pete Lucido says every single hour they're getting calls from parents saying they are getting, they know their child is being threatened at school. Anyone with information on any type of school threat is asked to call 1-800-CALL-FBI, 1-800-CALL-FBI. Now, in response to the shooting at the high school, the superintendent, Tim Thorne, he is the superintendent of Oxford Community Schools, released a video on YouTube last night. There was no opportunity to ask any questions. It was simply a statement, and in it he said that he was shocked and numbed. And he said that is even probably an understatement. In a statement, he referred to the meeting that the suspect and the parents had the morning of the shooting. He said no disciplinary action was warranted at the time of that meeting. He also described his school as a war zone and that school would only maybe return to normal after the funeral. Funerals have been held for the four victims. There are several candlelight vigils that have taken place this week and also will take place in the next couple of days around Southeast Michigan in support of the Oxford community. And one last thing, Paul, the Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald said that possible charges, again, being reviewed against the shooter's parents, and the announcement on that could be coming sometime today.
I appreciate what Tim Thorne, the superintendent of the Oxford Public Schools, has said, but it will come down to the decision of that Oakland County prosecutor, Karen McDonald, who joined us yesterday, as to what was warranted after that meeting that took place at the school with the parents and the kid the day of the shooting. So that's not over with, and you're right, we're going to hear some announcements. And I think that at this point, the train is moving so quickly, it has to happen today. I don't think they're going to wait for this to go over the weekend for all of the social media to explode further on what is going to happen, what should happen, what might happen, what will happen, et cetera, et cetera. They're moving with great speed. I was a bit shocked when Karen McDonald, Prosecutor McDonald, actually came out and said, it looks like this whole thing could have been prevented. That's a strong, strong statement. Early on,
yes.
Very strong statement. Meanwhile, everyone's talking about what can be done. Nobody has a quick and easy answer. One thing that people have talked about are metal detectors. In fact, I got a call. I was talking with Chris Alberta, my friend Chris Alberta, who you've heard about on the air here. He's filled in on the air here from Principium. But he said, with all the business people we talked to in this program, he felt we could probably raise enough private money in a relatively short period of time to be sure that all schools, at least for this next year, can get these metal detectors installed. He came up with thousands of dollars to be the first donation. But here's the issue. It's not just a metal detector. You need to have people there. Wherever there's a metal detector, you probably need an armed officer. Because if someone comes through a metal detector and it detects a weapon, You can't have a bunch of administrators and people just hired to check kids into a building. You have to have armed people there to respond to somebody with a gun, or they're just going to start shooting earlier than they might have planned on. So there's a lot that goes into having a metal detector. With that being said, listen to this. The other day, in a Brooklyn school, a student was busted with a loaded gun. So, unannounced, they brought in a metal detector into that Brooklyn school building the day after that student was busted with a loaded gun. And they turned up 21 weapons in just one day in one school. Can you imagine? Marie?
Yes, the issue, I mean, that is a shocking discovery, that's for sure. And I'm sure that that school is not alone in the discovery of all those weapons. You know, what I've been able to read and what I've been able to discern about this issue, though, the issue of metal detectors in schools, you know, it sends a message in the community, and parents in most communities are very much resistant to the idea of metal detectors in schools because of the, you know, the optics. What does that look like? What does that mean for students? And this will be a highly debated issue for sure in the coming weeks.
I think, unfortunately, and I'm not saying it's the answer, but it's one of the answers, but it's a much more expensive answer, as I pointed out, and the reasons why, than just putting a metal detector in. But going through a metal detector now is a part of many people's lives. You go through metal detectors when you go to the airport. You go through metal detectors when kids, mostly, go to concerts. We go through metal detectors mm-hmm. when we go to a game. It's not like mm-hmm. the old days where we say, what is that? Well, my gosh, we're going through a metal detector. Unfortunately, because of the times we live in and things have evolved, we go through metal detectors a lot. They're now much more commonplace. So the argument that it sends the wrong message may be a heartfelt argument, but the reality is we're going to have to come up with a combination of things to prevent this from happening again. It shouldn't happen, and it should never happen again. And there are no easy answers here.
No.
Marie Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst. We've got lots more coming your way as we continue on WJR, the Paul W. Smith Show.